Welcome to the Club 937 podcast. I'm Jay, the producer, and this week we're sitting down with Kill the King, a five-piece band out of Virginia that had us rolling on the floor laughing the entire episode.
A lot of things have changed since we've seen each other last. Dan, congratulations. Oh. Those are in order. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm moving. I bought a house. So things are nuts. Yeah, but I'm staying in Maryland. Nobody worry. I'm moving to Clarksville, Maryland, which is a really cool spot just over the Brighton Dam, if y'all know there. So if you ever cross the Brighton Dam, holler at your boy, you know, I'll be there. And so, life is nuts. We're packing, moving, selling, buying, you know, there's just a lot going on right now. But I kept my little setup in the cave. The cave's going to get torn down next week, and I'll have to set up a new cave at the new place. But feels good, man. It feels good. And I was really excited to not be packing and moving and stuff and jump on here with you guys tonight to do this one. And I thought we were talking to one dude, and then the screens pop up over here, and it's the whole band, Tez. They're all here. Yeah. So what the fuck? So tell me what's going on.
Well, we had practice tonight, so you know.
So just all. Are y'all at your practice spot?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good spot. That's
cool. Well, I see recessed lighting. That's not cheap, bud. Recessed lighting. It's not cheap. You know, like it's good stuff.
It's his basement. We all just. I've had an electronic kit, and we've got the whole place rigged up with everything's electronic. So we're. We're all in here.
We're pretty quiet.
Okay.
I was stalking you guys on social media earlier, mostly because I was trying to figure out like which one of you is Alejandro, because nowhere on your social media or your website does it say who plays what. So like,
Alejandro.
But I found your TikTok, and it was like 30 seconds of a band practice, and there's like no noise whatsoever. It's just you guys rocking out, but you can't hear anything. Are you guys just in ear monitors the whole time?
Yeah. Yep.
That's awesome.
We don't post who plays what anywhere, so we can like start a gimmick of maybe I'll play the drums one day.
Hey, we did it.
Yeah. Man, you know, for me, I'm like the exact opposite, man. When I play a live show, it's so much like quieter than my band practice. My band practice is just like astronomically crazy loud, you know, because it's in an industrial park, so it shakes the earth, you know, it shakes the neighborhood, you know, it's cranked up. So I could use a quiet practice, Tez. We should try it, dude. It sounds good to me, you know.
Not gonna happen.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please welcome Kill the King. Nice guy.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, letting that shit right. So, guys, introduce yourself.
Wait, yeah, I'm about to say, they're supposed to tell us who they are now.
Yeah, to one by one, who are you guys?
My name is Nick. I'm the singer.
It's me.
Five piece, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm Kyle. I'm the drummer.
I'm Matt. I am one of the guitar players.
I'm Alejandro. I'm the other guitar player.
And I'm Cameron. I'm the bass player.
Cameron has to answer all the questions for the night.
He's hiding. Don't hide.
I know, right?
So first things first, the name. Kill the King. I want to know the story of the name.
You got to ask these two.
We literally just started brainstorming random names. And I don't remember if it was me or Cameron, but one of us thought of Kill the Messenger. And we were thinking of like a cool band name with a good acronym, but then we realized that's KTM, which is also a dirt bike company.
So we KTM. Wanted,
yeah.
Good bikes.
Yeah, right. We didn't want to get all confused with them, so we just brainstormed random different things with it, and Kill the King came out of it. And essentially, it's just like a big old middle finger to the guy upstairs, or to anyone.
Whoever's not the big man upstairs. Well, fuck him.
The man. The man.
Yeah. like the king to me is like, you're talking about like the monarchy. Yeah. The monarchy.
Anything that is putting you down.
Christian fascism.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not the big man. Just the man.
Not the guy.
You kind of have to be a little more like open-ended, like whoever the king is for you, you know.
Choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
It's the man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the man. Yeah, it's the man. Yeah, you were right.
It could be a man. Fuck the patriarchy.
That's right. Sure. So are you guys, were you friends before, or how did you link up?
It was first me and Cameron. We started, I actually found him on Craigslist too. And funny story with that is we were supposed to meet up, and I don't know why the video or the picture of like the basement that I had saved on my phone was like really gritty. So when I sent it to him, he was like, yeah, let's meet at a Taco Bamba first. So we did that. And then once he realized it wasn't a serial killer, we met up. And then we found Matt on one of those like Facebook music groups we were talking about earlier. And then we found Kyle on Craigslist as well. And he actually brought Nick. They've been buddies since
middle school.
Yeah.
His dad was my gym teacher in middle school. So
he was also
Nick and Kyle, are you guys kind of a pair? Are you guys a dynamic duo? Y'all got
we're dating.
No, they're actually like plotting to kick me out any day now.
We played offensive line together in college, high school football.
So we've
been blood brothers ever since.
Were you guys in a band together before?
No, I actually hadn't seen him in about 9 years.
super tight. Gotcha. Super tight relationship. Gotcha.
What area are you from?
Fairfax.
Fairfax.
Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got a mix. Cam's from Florida.
Matt, you're
large. Nice from Maryland.
Well, I live in Maryland. I grew up in Wisconsin and Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Totally, bro.
Oh my gosh.
Dude,
oh my
so
gosh.
This is interesting because you guys actually met virtually. You used the internet to find like minds and it worked out. And here you guys are all on one screen on the internet, you know? Kill the king, you know? When you guys had your whole Facebook Craigslist connection, what year are we talking here? How long have you guys been around?
We'll let Alejandro tell. It's a long story.
When did we meet up? I think it might have been
2022.
November of 2022, maybe, or October.
I think it was summertime, like August of 2022. We had a different guitar player aside from Matt at the time.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then we were going through the process of like trying to complete the lineup for probably, who knows, like
at least a year.
Like a year after that, honestly. Like it took a long time to get the five of us together.
I think we became a whole piece June 2023, I
want to say. Oh, shit, dude. Okay. So you guys aren't that you guys are pretty fresh in the game.
We're pretty fresh
This is pretty new. Like you so you guys started after the COVID restrictions.
I was just
gonna
say it. This is the first post-COVID band that we've ever had on the show.
COVID band.
Ooh, that's interesting, that. Man.
Okay, cool. So I mean usually we do like this, like we go in chronological order. Like we start with your, you know, how you came up, and then we go into who you are now, and then we go to where you want to go, right? But your guys' story is shorter than most. There's not years to go back in, right? So how far did you get? Like, so, okay, 2023, a year ago, you guys finally formed as this lineup. What have you done since then? Like, how has it been so far?
Well, we've played our first show last August. And that was actually me, Kyle, and Cam's first show like ever. Yeah.
Whoa.
Which was really interesting. Whoa. I think most of us kind of like just blacked out and then the show started and then we opened our eyes and the show ended.
Totally.
Yeah. But in October, October or November, I don't remember. We recorded an EP. October. We recorded our EP. It's called Of Love and Other Demons. And that's what's on Spotify right now. And just from there, we've just been playing shows and incrementally. Oh, yeah.
Album
yeah.
art.
There's the album art on a sticker.
I saw it, man. Cool stickers, man. Yeah. All right, man. Yeah. Cool
stickers. And from there, we've just been kind of like play a show, write a little bit of a song, add it to our set, you know. And then eventually we're going to get back in the studio, record some singles maybe, and then just go from there.
But we've been at about 1 to 2 shows a month clip.
Yeah.
On average since that time.
Yep.
Matt has a whole stockpile of content of just a real smorgasbord of guitar parts, like almost complete guitar parts.
I got the Kirk Hammett phone ready to go.
So there's much ado about music, but I think literally the only thing that holds us back from really putting it out quick is just scheduling.
Yeah.
Fairfax is the gist I'm getting as far as like where your roots are. So what places do you play? What's your venues and stuff?
Ricky's basement.
there's Moonlight Booking, and they have a couple of venues around here, and then we've just kind of formed a little relationship with them. But we're spreading out. We've gone into DC. We've played at the Jam and Java in Vienna.
I know Jam and Java, man. Yeah, it's a good spot.
We've gone down to Richmond to play at a bar called Another Round. They got actually pretty nice setup there.
Yeah.
And then we're going to Frederick, Maryland. We're going to Hampton, Virginia. We're, you know, spreading out.
Cool. We have a show tomorrow at the VFW in McLean, actually.
Yeah, we got a show tomorrow.
All right, man. All right.
At the VFW where?
In McLean.
Oh, McLean. McLean. Okay. Okay.
Man, do you guys remember Jax? Did any of you go back into that part of Jax?
I knew it when it was Empire.
Empire was after it was Jax. Yeah. It was Empire. Yeah.
Jax was a place. I saw Atreyu there before they were like really big.
And man, it was a good spot. Man, we played our first show there. I don't want to say what year. You know, I don't want to say what fucking year it was, but we played our very first show there, and I totally remember the blackout. I totally remember like going up there, setting everything up. All my friends show up. I'm like, holy shit, you know, like this is happening. Going to the first song, don't remember a goddamn thing that I did. Like nothing, dude. Nothing. After the show, I'm like, yeah, we crushed it. Yeah. Like, I don't know, man. Like it's such an awesome feeling, man. It's like being outside yourself for 30 minutes or 45 minutes or whatever your set time is.
That's a carpet store, I think. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Damn, really?
What?
Yeah. It was the start of a downfall.
that was a terrifying show though, because it was supposed to be just a locals only show, but one of the bands dropped out. And what was that band that they ended
Steppa,
up?
Dude. Steppa.
Steppa. They brought played, Steppa dude. In and they opened it up and we were supposed to go like next.
National band. Like, this national band. They were pretty good. They were pretty sick. You know, they go on and just kill the place. And we're just like, shit. Oh my God, dude. Like, what are we going to do? You know? Funny shit.
Oh my gosh. When you call my name.
good introduction, man. Good. I'm with it.
My gosh. I know if that's Steppa, they made it to Madden. They did a song on Madden.
They did. They did a song on Madden.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. They ended up doing a song on Madden.
Damn, they got that John Madden money. Damn. Good for them.
It's over with.
I was thinking, man, if I could write a song for a sport, right? And whatever, professional wrestling.
Of course.
WWE all the way.
Yeah.
Because the theme songs on the wrestlers are just like, burn it down. You know, like, they're just like these heavy, like, crusher metal songs. And I'm like, man, I could totally write one of these.
Yeah.
You got to have the right wrestler. Because, I mean, glass breaking. Like, it's synonymous now. You know what I mean? So, like, it has to be, like...
If the glass breaks, you know what's about to happen. Yeah.
I think the band, the Wonder Years, recently just released...
They're my favorite band.
That was, like, I think it was a song for one of the pay-per-views or something like that.
It's what is it? Year of the Vulture or that. Yeah, it's so good. It's so good. They're my favorite.
I mean, I'd have to pick either like hockey, UFC, or like WWE. Like one of those is my pick.
Hockey. Can I just say first? WWE 2K24 dropped yesterday, and I've been playing it for 2 days.
That's what's up, Tez. That's the mission, bro. We're gonna write one just for the WWE video game. That's where I want to go. That's my new peak.
That's all right. Demographic.
We missed it. We missed it because me personally, I would have wanted to have the Generation X with the whole like. That would have been it, bro. That would have been it to be the
we
guy.
We got two that words for ya.
Right.
That's crazy.
Some good people shit. Be like, "I never heard you before." Oh yeah, yeah, you have. You go ham on this shit, man.
It's funny that we start talking about Jax, the nightclub, and we end up talking about like professional wrestling. It kind of works, you know.
I don't know how I'm gonna edit this episode. Yeah. Well,
okay, cool. So you guys
speaking
have
of wrestling.
Hold on.
Because now that we covered that, they kind of tipped into the band thing. I want to hear at least from everybody, who would you compare your sound to? Or better yet, if you had to book your own show, who would you put?
Ooh, that's a good one. Who do you want to play a show with? That's a good one.
This is going to be fucking wild because.
Yeah, good.
We'll start with Kyle.
is this who we want or who do we think we should be with?
Your choice, bro. Your choice, man.
We'll do who we want. Yeah. We'll do who we want.
Okay. Oh, God. Britney Spears. I'm the wrong person to ask because I actually don't listen to the genre that we play. I just love playing it.
So, who do you want to play a show with, man?
Oh, God. I'd love to play. I'd love to open for Infinite Annihilator if they could ever play a real show. I listen to a lot of ridiculous stuff. Maybe from Infinite Annihilator to Primus to Weird Al. Oh, yeah. I love soundtracks. Dude, you ever heard of Flesh God Apocalypse? They're a symphonic extreme metal band from Italy.
So, yeah.
The sale.
Okay, cool. Infinite Apocalypse. Sounds good. Next member. Matt. You know?
Who I'd want? Maybe.
Yeah.
They can trade off every. This is on tour, I'm assuming, because we've made it. We can trade off opening or them opening for us. Mastodon, Baroness.
I love that.
Mastodon, Baroness, buddy. Me too. Me too. I pick him. Yeah.
Oh, I would love to play with Mastodon.
All right, Alejandro.
Probably Pierce the Veil. For sure.
Pierce the Veil. Right? Pierce the Veil.
And I'm the bubblegum pop pussy of the group. I'd love to play a show with like Fall Out Boy or like Paramore or something.
Yeah.
Everything so far that's where we fit.
Kind of random, doesn't fit at all, but I'd love like Usher to be on the show.
Usher, man. Usher, dude.
For sure. That place is going to be packed.
Calm down.
I love that the album Confessions, and then when I saw that he was doing the halftime show for the Super Bowl, I didn't care about the game anymore.
He performed, man.
He did a good job. He did a great job. When he was on them roller skates, I was scared.
He's like 45 now or something.
I'm like, just don't fall live at the Super Bowl, man. Like, just don't fall.
He does it all the time. You know, he had a Vegas residency. And that was part of his act.
It could be a pebble, Tez. It could be a pebble that ruins him, you know? Like,
bro, you don't trip up Usher. No, you don't leave it.
Yeah, I mean, he's Usher? Slick. He's slick.
I
want
to see Usher do the Derby.
Oh. While singing.
He'll just write a song for it.
Camp.
Yeah, my first thought was Tool.
I love Tool. A lot of Tool.
Yeah. They're like one of my biggest influences, and I guess like one of the reasons I started playing bass aside from guitar. The other one, the big one that comes to mind is Lamb of God.
I just want to watch. You know? Yeah. about to say, man, I've seen both of those bands a bunch of times, and they are amazing to watch. Like, that's a great, what, those are great picks. And honestly, I think if you open for Tool, you made it.
Yeah.
Like, I like whoever Tool chooses to bring on tour with them, like, you're kind of legit after that. Like, oh, yeah, I'm a musician. Yeah, sure. Yeah. We opened for Tool for their tour in 2024 or whatever. Like, I'm like, oh.
Well, technically, didn't he say that they made it already? He already said that they made it. So.
Tez, that's a great question. That's a great question because it tells us a lot about these dudes by their answers.
Yeah.
It's a very good question.
I will say one of the best things I've ever seen. I don't get awe or starstruck by many people, right? And I wouldn't say I was really starstruck, but I got a chance to watch Chris Adler.
Ooh.
Oh.
From the side of the stage.
Yeah.
Like on stage.
Yeah, dude.
On the side. Yeah, and when I tell you, my mouth was on the floor just watching this dude play. It was nuts, man. It was nuts. Like, the dude is flawless.
Yeah,
flawless.
He's insane. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Adler is insane. Like, he's too good for Pantera. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He turned down Pantera, you know? Yeah. So, or some
shit. It wouldn't work.
Like they asked him to be in Pantera, and he was like, nah, man. I'm not in fucking Pantera.
It wouldn't
like,
work, man.
Come on, you know? Like,
and, the one thing now, the drummer now is just—he's just a drummer. Like he can't
gun.
Stand
yeah.
out. Yeah, he's well, a hired gun.
Hired gun, man. What's it called? Slipknot is like that too. Ever since they lost Joey, they're just kind of going through drummers as needed. Like whoever can do the double bass like correctly can play for Slipknot now. You know? Yeah,
yeah. That's pretty much it. Like now you can't really make a name for yourself because you got to play.
I mean, you can even hear the difference in the mixing with Lamb of God after they lost Chris Adler. Like he's. His snare and his kicks have a signature sound to them
that
don't have anymore. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't hit the same.
No.
It's still good. I still love Lamb of God, but minus Chris Adler, I'm just like,
I have this great Lamb of God story from like their heyday, like when they were just like nuts. This girl that I know, she was in a relationship with a musician. She wanted to go see this musician play a show, and it was down in Richmond, and she was like, ride with me. And I was like, okay, cool. So we go and we ride down there to this brand new spot called Toad's Place, I think, in Richmond. And a big, huge venue, right? Beautiful, brand new. And it was the band's playing. It was Hatebreed and Lamb of God, right?
Ooh, oh, my God.
And it was their home show, last show of the tour. Like it was the one, right? So we go to that show. Hatebreed comes out, place goes crazy. Everyone's kicking each other and everything's nuts, you know? Lamb of God comes out and the entire place just destroys itself, dude. Like as soon as they started, it was just like shoes flying. Like it was just like, you know, it was just like, oh my God. Like it was just about like, try to be safe, you know? And then they do the Wall of Death. They do Wall of Death and we all run into each other. It's like fucking Braveheart. Out there, you know, like it's nuts. And at the end of the show, this brand new spot, this big venue was just trashed, like broken mirrors, blood everywhere, like just destroyed. And walking out the following night, Hanson was gonna play at this place. Yeah, no lie, dude. Hanson was booked for the following night, and I was just laughing my ass off because I'm like, what are they going to do to this place?
How are
they going to pick up all these shoes in time for Hanson?
Well, I mean, Hanson fucking thrashes. So.
Right? You know, yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
It's just, you know, like in an umbop, they're gone.
Dude,
in an umbop, they're not there.
You know? one of the best three pieces to ever grace us. You hear me? Besides the Jonas Brothers? Like, what?
But whatever, man. Props to Lamb of God. That was before Randy went to jail and all that. Like, that was the heyday and stuff. But it changed my life. That show changed my life. It hurt to pee the next day.
And it wasn't the clap.
Yeah, it wasn't the clap.
Oh, okay. My gosh.
So we usually do like a Mount Rushmore kind of thing. But there's more guys here than there are even on Mount Rushmore, Tez. How are we going to get these guys' faces? We can do one for each of them, but that's a lot of fucking faces. So
yeah, I mean, there's a lot of mountains out there. So
I guess so. Yeah. I don't know, Jay. What do you think? Like, do we break them up one by one for Mount Rushmore? Or do we have them decide as a five-piece? their Mount Rushmore.
If we haven't decided as a five piece, we'll be here until next
year.
Yeah,
let's pick one. Everybody pick one.
Five piece is a hard dynamic, you know.
Yeah. Everybody pick one.
What's the band or musician?
Well, so Mount Rushmore would be a face.
Okay.
So like it doesn't have to be it does kind of have to be your idol, man. Like who you would worship on a mountain, cut into a mountain like that. But like, you know, like a face for a genre, you know, like whatever. Like you pick a face. Whose face do you put on Mount Rushmore?
Gotcha.
Serge Tankian, Devin Townsend.
Ooh.
Let's see. Oh God. Stephen Wilson from Porcupine Tree. And probably Debbie Carey.
So he just did the whole Rushmore. So I guess you guys are all doing your own Rushmore.
Everybody's
you know?
Doing their own Rushmore.
We'll do it.
Did you say Debbie Harry as your last one?
Danny Carey.
Oh, Danny Carey from Tool.
Yeah.
I thought you said Debbie Harry, dude. And I was like,
Debbie Harry too.
Yeah, I was like, damn, that's a big pull. The Serge Tankian. Right? Serge is such a great pull for a Mount Rushmore. I can see him up there. Mm-hmm. You know,
just the event.
Yeah. All right, so all you guys get your Rushmore. So next up, go ahead.
Savino?
Yeah.
I'll say Troy Sanders.
Oh.
For bass. I'll have Joe Satriani on there. He's a singer. He's a singer and a guitar player.
Oh, you're actually going to build a full band. He's going to build a full band. That's cool. Okay.
So while he's thinking, who? He said Joe who?
Joe Satriani.
The guitar god on the Ibanez with the neon colored Ibanez.
He's got my favorite kind of haircut.
I'll say Chris Cornell.
Oh,
he's a singer. Who's a drummer?
No, Chris Cornell.
Kyle.
Kyle, dude. Kyle is the drummer.
Yeah, there we go. Ron Taylor.
You made it. You made it, Kyle. You made it.
Wait, who'd you say? What was your drummer? Who's the drummer?
Ron from Mastodon.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Mastodon for sure. Good.
So it's half Mastodon, I guess.
Dude, that's the first full band Rushmore that we've got. That's pretty cool. Man. Cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers. Alejandro.
Probably Jim Root.
Ooh.
Mm. Alex V, the vocalist from Atreyu. Sinister Gates.
Sinister Gates.
Yeah.
It was dad plays guitar.
His dad is amazing.
Sinister Gates. From
Ben Sevenfold.
Yeah.
Okay. Your fourth one. I can't think of a fourth one right now.
Ronnie Radke?
Definitely not. Not Ronnie Radke.
Yo, he's gonna see this, and
we're fine. That was fuck.
Well, we can start a rap beef with him because he's starting rap.
You can pick Biggie if you want, man. You can say who you want, man. Like, who is your face, man?
True, anyone, I guess.
Lord,
I hope you last.
Freddie Mercury for sure.
Ah! There you go. Beautiful choice. Yeah. Not the first Freddie we've heard, but not the last Freddie we will hear either. You know. Okay.
All right. I'd probably go Patrick Stump from Fall Out Boy, Adam Lazara from Taking Back Sunday.
Good pull.
Oh yeah. Dion from the old like 50s, 60s singer. I really like him. Who does the run around song. And then fourth, probably Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance.
Oh, yeah, you're a softie, bud. Oh, yeah. You're a softie.
You come out to Columbus, Ohio.
You like those heartstrings, man. Those heartstring guys.
That's Jay's Duke right there, man. Yeah, Jay just fell in love.
Yeah, I met Adam Lazara.
Oh yeah,
that's pre-shoot.
He's a cool. He's a super cool dude. As long as he's not, you know, wasty face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jay like emails Lee Singers and all.
That was once. That was once. And it was a DM on Facebook.
Yeah.
And he responded. God damn it.
I never met Adam Lazara, but I did sleep with a girl who slept with Adam Lazara.
Yes, you did.
Ask him over. Let's go.
You did. And then,
a girlfriend too, like a legit girlfriend.
And when he came home from that trip, he had a page from her diary from back when they were dating, and he gave it to me.
So I've kind of been where Taking Back Sunday's been, you know.
The only thing that Jay missed from that after he told that Paige story was him to be like, and I have it framed. Right there.
I don't have it framed.
Just hold it up.
All right, wait. I need Cam's Mount Rushmore, man. Cam, I gotta know you're around.
I was kind of hoping you wouldn't circle back because I can't really think of it. you know, it's so hard to pick only five.
Four.
It just got harder, bro.
He was thinking five. He's there. He said five. He was thinking Dylon.
I think the first one would be Chester Bennington.
Chester.
Second one would be Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters.
Of Nirvana.
And also Nirvana.
Queens of the Stone Age, Tenacious D.
Yeah.
Them Crooked Vultures. Yeah.
Then I would have to say Justin Chancellor of Tool. As I said before, that's kind of the reason I started playing bass. And then the fourth, I am going to say Matt Hafey from Trivium.
Good one. That's the guitar player. Okay.
He's
right?
The guitarist, singer. Vocalist.
Yeah. This is the main guy, the main Trivium guy.
He is Trivium.
He's the guy.
Tez, we raged with Trivium. We played beer pong with Trivium.
Sure.
We did. Yeah. Sure. And I think maybe it was that dude. It was the main dude. You had no idea who he was.
I had no idea who I was.
That's awesome. I'm like, man. Better. I'm like, man, he's in Trivium, you know? Like,
dude, I'm sitting here chopping it up the entire time with this, with the lead singer of Bullet. From a Valentine.
Oh no.
And I had no idea who this dude was. And he was like, yo, take my number, hit me up, bro. And,
totally.
And we're like,
he's totally flirting with you, man.
And Dan's like, yo, you know who that was? I was like, hell no. And he's like, dude, that's the lead singer of Bullet, bro. I was like, okay.
All
right.
Well, you know, did he have like his hair all down in front of his face?
It was back in the day, man. It was this wild party at the bus of Cannibal Corpse.
Oh.
It was a Cannibal Corpse bus. And that was where the party was, and that's where we ended up. So me and Tez end up there playing beer pong and like schooling people in beer pong. I think we were winning too. And it wasn't even beer shots. It was like sweet tea shots or something, right? Yeah. It was like some sweet tea liqueur or some shit.
We went through and smashed off.
I mean, like, we were getting tanked, but we were getting people tanked. Like me and I remember us like just bombing people. and I was looking for Manson, Marilyn Manson, because he was there like on the show, and he didn't come to the after party.
He was too cool to hang out.
Why would he? You know, why would he? You know, like, yeah. But I was looking out for Manson. I was like, I'm trying to like smoke a joint with Marilyn Manson or something, you know, and he never showed.
That was all. Remember when you was like, yo, I'm going to knock on his dressing room door.
Yeah. I chickened out so bad, dude. I was up against Manson's door and I'm like, I can't. Jay, dude, I'm not
Dan's
doing like, it, you know?
Dan's like, no, I can't, man.
No way, man. Because, like, you know, what's it like? If he says, hey, come on in, I'm going to be freaked out.
There's no promise that you wouldn't have got touched or taken advantage of.
It's not even that. It's just like, if he says yes, I'm scared. If he says no, I'm scared. You know, like, either way, I'm just like, I don't want to do this. So,
if he say no, you're just like, I was just asking. But had he said yes, man, that could have went so many different ways.
It could have been an even more wild night. But I might have never made it to the Cannibal Corpse after party. And that was a great time. That was a good hot dog cookout.
Yeah. Yeah. Beer pong and hot dogs. Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome, man.
But enough about us.
I mean, that was a fucking crazy story.
It's a good story.
We could do this all night, man. Me and this guy have seen some bands and it's been a crazy lifetime, man.
Hey, man. I dig that these guys are just like catching the ropes, though, Tez. I think that's really cool too.
About to say that, man. They're babies in the game, dude.
Kind of, like, you know, like
they're babies, man.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm gonna guess like I'm gonna go with like 23-ish to like 24, 25. Yeah. Am I close?
I did better. I did it before we started rolling. I guess better than you did. Yeah. Huh? 33. 25 is the youngest.
Yeah, 25 is Cameron.
30, yeah.
20, okay.
27,
28.
Oh.
Late 20s. Yeah, late 20s.
Oh, but y'all, man, yeah, you first of all, the world is yours, man. Get out there and get it.
I kind of wish I would have started a band when I was 27, 28. I would have been in a much better place in life than I was at 20, 21. Well, you know, like,
I talk to my girlfriend about this a lot. It's like, we're all adults and we have like jobs and shit. So we don't act like fucking idiots when we're like, it's real professional, surprisingly.
And we have jobs so we can afford things now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can have like, nice.
Yeah, have like good gear and like a good running truck or van or whatever, you know, like those are good things to have.
I love telling people at shows that my day job is I'm a therapist. So it's my favorite.
I mean, he is too. Yeah. Right? That's not a joke.
Yeah.
You're a therapist.
No, I'm a legitimate like mental health therapist. Went to grad school and everything.
Congratulations, Mr. Therapist. You know, congratulations.
But you also wear your teeth on your ears.
I do. So that's one of my favorite things to do. I got my wisdom teeth removed a few years ago. And funny thing, the place that my insurance actually took was a kid's dentist. So I'm laying down and they've got a TV on the ceiling and it's Netflix for kids only. And naturally, I chose to watch Transformers because who am I?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
I was. But so I was able to, they took out all four. Two of them were completely intact. I dropped them in some bleach overnight. And I turn them into earrings, and I wear them at every show.
You wear your wisdom teeth.
I wear my wisdom teeth.
That's dope. That's awesome, man.
That's amazing, man. Yeah.
I don't have a single tattoo, but I wear my teeth, so I'm chilling.
Well, you know, they're yours, man. They're your teeth. You wear them. Yeah,
I made
they're
them yours.
Do whatever the hell you want with them, man. You made them. Yeah.
Right. Right. Man. You guys, you changed the show, man. Changed the game. This is what having five people on here does to us.
Well, all right. So now you guys are an established five piece. You all have jobs. You're doing pretty good for yourselves. You got a cool practice space with recessed lighting. You're getting shows. You're writing songs. Where do you guys want to go with this thing? What do you want to do?
It's a great question.
Wembley Stadium.
I was, you know, I always say like next year we'll be opening or headlining SoFi Stadium. So, you know, that's where our goals.
Good goal. Good goal.
I think realistically, we'd love to be a big local band, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Big local band.
We don't, it'd be tough to drop jobs at this point, frankly. So love to play around locally a bunch, do a bunch of festivals here, maybe do a small tour here and there. That would be awesome, I think. And would work for us,
dude. I like, suffer.
Realistically, I think that's our realistic goal is to just kill it here in Nova and DMV area and do occasional trips out to small spots if we can and do some festivals and have fun.
I will say, definitely gather up as much as Frederick as you can, man. Because there's a scene happening. There's definitely a scene happening, and we've been fortunate enough to play a couple shows out there. And there's something to be said about getting at something at the ground level and helping it build. And Frederick is on his way to building this sound, man. The guy that we had, was it last week or a couple weeks ago? He's like big into setting this scene in Frederick, and he's just like, he's taking this thing on all by himself, man. So like to get in and be there at the ground level to be a part of this thing that's growing. Cause I think it's about to take off. I really do. We got a buddy that's about to open up a huge venue. Is that Frederick or that's past Frederick?
Yeah, it's right outside, Frederick? But it counts. Yeah, it counts as Frederick. Yeah, it's Frederick area. Yeah.
Okay. So for y'all with your sound, man, to get in there at this certain level, and be a part of this rocket that is about to take off, because the sound in Baltimore is dying. Unfortunately, it's dying in Baltimore. Yeah. Just nobody wants to go to a show and potentially be robbed. Nobody wants to do it, right? Yeah. Like, it is what it is. I don't want to go to a concert and might not make it out, or my car be gone when I come back. So, you know, Frederick is on his way, man. So I definitely encourage y'all to definitely get in there and be a part of that.
Well, so, you know, some of the vibe that I got from you guys is based on the venues that you're playing is that, yeah, the big, not the city scenes, but I guess the city scenes, the DC scene and the Richmond scene to an extent, but Richmond is still actually pretty cool, good scene. Baltimore for sure. The big cities aren't really popping right now for you know, heavier music. Yeah, yeah, heavier stuff anyways. And these little pocket towns outside, these little like towns in the woods are starting to become the places to play. And I think that's really, really cool, man. I think that's cool that it's kind of the scene finds a way to expand no matter what. So you guys playing pocket shows around here and there, I think that's a good way to go, you know, and keep your jobs, you know, like, which is good.
It's funny that you mentioned Frederick. I've got a buddy up there who's a well-established musician who's, I think, he's either like one of the lead like guitar teachers at the School of Rock up there. I think he just filled in for a guitar player on Shiprocked, that for a band that was playing there. I just messaged him the other day because I heard that Frederick is really going on, you know, crazy.
Did it, yeah. Yeah.
What's the guy's name? Who's the guy up in Frederick?
Logan Abernathy.
Logan. I wonder if I know him, man. I wonder if I know the guy, you know? Maybe I'll bump
him. Yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't know what did you say, Abernathy?
Yeah.
Logan is a popular name, you know? I could know the guy, Tez. You don't know. Yeah, cool. He might work at the record store or something. I don't know. I know those guys.
Okay.
I actually had a question about Nova, because like back, I remember I was living in Fairfax in like the early 2000s. And back then there was like a huge like post-hardcore emo community back then.
Yeah,
like in the like Fairfax, McLean, yep. Springfield, like I mean I remember going to all these little like underground hardcore shows and just all sorts of stuff back then. Is it still like that, or is that kind of
disappointing? No, dead. It used to be huge. It used to be really big down here, but it's definitely died for sure.
It's a little sad because I know there are some bands like Dismemberment Plan and stuff like that who came out of like Burke, Virginia, which is like,
yeah,
right up the road from here and stuff. But then we kind of have this interesting conundrum where if we play a show here, either we have a bunch of like heavy ass, like fucking thrash bands going on before us, and then we just look like a, you
we're
know,
four-play band.
Yeah, we're like a little baby act compared to them, or we have like.
For the ruined orgasm.
The ruined orgasm. Got you.
Or
with you.
Or, you know, we have kind of like found some dudes who are playing like pop punk stuff around here, but a lot of indie musicians are from this area and stuff. So it's hard to find a show that fits, but when we find a set that fits a lineup, then the show goes fucking nuts. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Tomorrow
yeah.
actually is like that.
Yeah.
All four bands are in the same relative genre.
Post-hardcore realm. Yeah.
We
post-hardcore show.
We tend to look for like a lineup that would be good on like a certain stage on Warped Tour or something. And if we can get like a lineup that has bands of that kind of, you know, relative genre, then we get a really good show on. But it's kind of hard to find because it's very focused now. Like, there's not really post-hardcore bands. You get, like, poppier bands and then, like, really metal bands and stuff like that.
Well, you know, I think some of it is based on the scene itself. It's not even the bands playing as far as it's more like the people coming. So, like, one of the, like Tez was talking about Frederick. Frederick is starting to get these places that people just go no matter what. You just show up to see who's playing. So the genres can blend a little bit more than they used to too. Like you can have a cover band and then a heavy metal band and then a whatever band. Like you can kind of play around with it and everyone will just kind of dig it because that's where you're supposed to be that night.
Right.
You know, like that's the spot. So some of it is the actual people wanting to come to the place, you know, and that's the scene.
We have a show in Frederick actually. And the guy that's running it told us the same thing. It's like, it's at Cafe 11.
611.
611. Yeah, we played up there, man. Yeah, we played up there. Yeah. That's a good stage. Yeah. It's a big stage. Yeah, it's a good spot.
Frankie, and he said like the same thing. Like people just come to these shows. Like, we're mixed in with like, I think it's like an 80s kind of like hair metal-y band and then like another heavier band that's there. But he says like people just come to check shows out. So he's been mixing like sets like that and it's been working for him. So we're excited.
Yeah. Yeah, the genres are able to bend a little easier than they used to be, which is cool.
Don't ever sell yourself short just because of your mixing sounds or the talent is not, you know, what you would think, because you always have the opportunity to win extra fans. So if you walked out of your show and you one person believed in what you guys are playing and you did your job, and a lot of the times it comes from other bands, people that come to see them play, and they really dig what you guys are doing.
And it's,
you know what I mean?
Bring that up because, I mean, we all, as you've heard, have like really different influences. And at every show we played, we have a different person come to one of the band members and say, "We really liked what you did." So like someone will say like, "We really liked your drums, Kyle, because you're fucking crazy." We like Dan's bass playing or Alejandro's lead sound like straight up from like 2006, like the perfect MySpace
post-hardcore band. No, we had that one. That DJ.
Yes.
Your leads really sound like.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Man, you should go back. Was it second season? Wolf Amongst? Wolf and Sheep's Clothing or whatever?
Wolf and Sheep's Clothing. Yeah, they're Virginia. I think they're Virginia, right?
I could see them playing with them. That'd be a dope show.
Yeah, they're kind of like a hard rock band with a hardcore background. You know, like they got a kind of unique, kind of grungy. It's not really emo, man. They're not an emo sound, but they're closer to
the punk side.
They had that punk.
That punk energy for sure.
Look them dudes up. Y'all book a show together.
For sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Y'all book a show and let us know. I want to see that.
I'll come out. Yeah.
Post show. Cool. Yeah, you got Club 937 support. Post show.
So any other thoughts on the future? Because we want to listen to your song. I got to give you guys a lightning round, and then we can do our thing. But any other thoughts about where you want to go?
Well, we really want to, like Matt said, like grow in the area, and I think the main way to do that is with more social media content, and like, you know, we're all kind of boomers, so I have my cousin over here, my little cousin, who's, you know, starting to put some social media stuff.
Nash, you gotta introduce yourself and tell us.
We gotta start the whole show
Rushmore, over everything all over again.
Answer all the questions.
Give us your Mount Rushmore.
Oh gosh. Hello. Oh my God.
What up, cousin? What's your name and what do you do for the band?
My name is Teresa. I am their social media manager. I just started like a month ago. So it's been recently, it's just been getting to know the band, getting comfortable with like recording them, figuring out what they would want their content to look like. And it's been really fun to do it all. And I can't wait to do more of it and where it will go.
What platforms are you trying to hit?
Right now it's Instagram, but I know there's a TikTok and that's the next step.
There is a TikTok.
Of course.
Well, let me just say, as somebody who makes their living on social media.
Absolutely.
Out of all of the bands that we have interviewed on this show, hold on.
Oh, Jay's got a man crush. Adam Lazaro, everybody. Thank you, Adam.
You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you so much.
But can you please convince them to put somewhere who plays what in the band?
Yeah,
that was like an hour of my life that I will never get back.
Absolutely. I heard that first thing and it's in my notes.
I found Alejandro's personal Facebook profile. That's how I figured it out.
Think of
we found Alejandro. Thank God.
Think of how like familiar and close to us as nameless entities you got.
That's true.
Oh my God. Well, cool. Thank you for coming in, Teresa. Good to meet you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Yeah, thanks, Teresa.
But yeah, you know, like social media, we really want to. We really want to hit the social media hard.
You have to.
Definitely.
This is you guys' time.
Don't sleep on TikTok. Do you know how many, like, there's this whole elder emo movement going on TikTok right now?
Elder emo.
You guys are tailor-made for this whole trend.
I want us to be the soundtrack of the scene kids transitioning into elder emo.
Yes.
I'm going to be elder emo, dude. I'm about to be old as hell and ask what is elder emo?
Elder emo?
If you had a MySpace in 2006...
It's us, but we weren't emo.
Right.
Yeah, it's okay. Jay. Basically, it's Jay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Older emo.
If you had a MySpace page and your name wasn't actually your name, but something that could be an emo band name.
Yeah.
For example, mine was something amazing, I guess. That was my MySpace name.
Something amazing, I guess.
Yeah, it's a line from Incredibles. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, that was your MySpace name?
That was my MySpace name.
My MySpace name is Nobody's Tomorrow.
Yeah. Nobody's Tomorrow.
Case in point.
Oh my god.
I rest my
with a Z.
You should see him with his hat off. The hair is he's got it.
I got it.
Bring it back.
I got it. It's there.
You still got the hair. You have a great head of hair, man. Yeah. Great hair.
Thank you.
Good job.
Yeah. Damn. Oh man, you guys are hilarious.
Dude, MySpace.
Jeez.
I mean, man, Tez, I'm kind of feeling these guys because they want to like hit social media hard, play shows wherever they want, whenever they want, keep their jobs. Just kind of kill the scene, and that's not a bad place to be. I think that's for most musicians. Period. I think that's the best time of your life.
It is if you
blow up, then that's when all the shit starts.
The internet, it sucks. Your age group, the internet is your like. It's killing it right now.
Yeah.
It's killing it. I mean, unfortunately, we're old birds. We've aged out. Like. Jay literally just put a TikTok together for the podcast. Like, if it weren't for Jay, I don't know how long we would go without a TikTok.
Dude, I have a TikTok, man. I have a TikTok. My social media manager, she controls the whole thing. I have a personal TikTok.
There, you know? I've never put anything. It's just there. It's just there. It just exists.
You still count, Tez.
So I can watch videos. I don't have the patience. Or the stamina to put any effort towards making videos, posting videos. I just don't have it in me, dude.
It's fast, man. It's fast.
This is you guys' it's time, man. And now that everything, period. Musically, video, whatever. It's all on the internet, man. And you think about these rappers, bands, whatever. Everybody's using their music for like their little 30 seconds of whatever they're doing. You know, your music can get discovered on TikTok just when somebody making a video eating a cheeseburger to your music or something in the background.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I'm gonna send Triple H a song, bro. Like, I'm gonna figure it out. I want to be a wrestler's theme song. That's the attention span now. Dude, that's all I need.
He doesn't wrestle anymore.
No, but I think he's the like.
He's the boss now.
He's the boss.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
He's who you send the music to now, Tez. He don't wrestle. He's who you send the music to.
Because Vince McMahon got in trouble or something, right?
They kicked his ass.
He got in a whole bunch of trouble, I heard, man. Like, all kinds of stuff with women. He got into some shit. But like, Triple H got
with women. Wait, what did he do? I know there was some racist or something like that.
Like, I'm not even joking.
Wait, what? He did what?
Man, like, shit on someone's head, I think.
He might have pooped on somebody. He might have.
Then he was like, "You're fired."
It was me, Austin.
Oh my gosh.
Good times, you guys. I can't wait till we make a wrestler song. It's going to be great. You guys do one. We'll do one.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get there. All right. We'll get there.
Hell of a show. Oh, man. Hell of a show.
Yeah.
So, Jay, we need to listen to a song of these guys.
You got me researching Vince McMahon now.
Oh, what did you find out? Did he poop on somebody or no? Did you find out?
I don't know, man. McMahon agreed to pay out over $12 million to four women in the last 16 years to suppress allegations of sexual misconduct and infidelity.
Okay, infidelity. Okay, misconduct. 12 years, how much money?
Well, $12 million. Wait, hold on.
$12 million
to four women. But it actually turns out that the total was somewhere around $19.6 million.
Mm.
Jeez, shoot, put him on the presidential ballot. He might have a chance.
Totally, man. It reminds me of other people. You know, it does remind me of other people.
It's strange how Donald Trump and Vince McMahon are like really good friends. And Donald Trump is the WWE Hall of Fame. It's weird how that happens.
Look, man, when you have your hush money account, you got to do something with it. You know, like if you make a hush money account, like, you got to pay off somebody, you know. It's in the car.
What am I going to do with all this money? It's just sitting here. I should just commit a crime
and hush somebody up. Yeah, totally, man. Well, sorry, Vince. all right. We're going to listen to a song.
Yes.
What song are we going to listen to of these guys?
I don't know. I got their whole EP pulled up on Apple Music right now. So.
Oh,
okay.
The camera picked the song.
Maybe Spark is like the best part.
I love Spark. I'll just Spark. Probably one of my favorite ones to play.
Okay.
Wait, Jay. Cameron, you cool with that?
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
All right.
I got a vocal feature. That's fun.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Jay.
Yes. The Spark from Kill the King.
Yeah, we're going to get into this picture afterwards.
Sweet.
Kill it.
Yeah,
that was fun. That was a fun song, man.
Hella cheers, such a y'all. Fun song. Hella cheers to you guys.
Cheers, man. Cheers,
to cheers, you guys, dude. Man. Cheers.
Shit.
So, I better die, Drake.
So what I got was with the vocal. When the vocals came in, immediately I started thinking of Glassjaw.
Oh yeah.
I started thinking Glassjaw. I started to get these like kind of like emotional kind of like vocals on top of this kind of heavier music, and I was like, I got a Glassjaw vibe. But then towards the middle, when y'all started getting into it and did your breakdown and all that, and the dance part and all that, like a total Atreyu vibes. Man.
Yeah,
like, that sounds like Atreyu, like. From like 2005, when me and Tez, like when me and Tez were beating him in beer pong or whatever, you know, like that's shit right there. It's cool. It's cool to have some throwback like that, man. Like I think that's a really cool sound, man. That's
now
that's, like,
all of y'all's influences and your Mount Rushmores make so much sense. Yeah, it does. Even the drums, man. Like the dude, you was just.
I have a good time.
So when you recorded your EP, did you do it on your electric kit or you did it on a live kit?
I did it on my live. Well, it wasn't even mine. All right. So funny thing, when I joined up with these guys, I didn't even have an acoustic kit at the time. I've been using my electronic one forever. So for live shows, I've been borrowing your kit and a bunch of stuff that you were borrowing from a guy that you haven't seen in what, a few years now. And I only just recently, like in the past month or two, just bought like the kit that I have needed to have for a while. I've got a nice like floor. I got two rack toms, two floor. I've got my snare. I've got this goofy kit pedal setup. I've got my hi-hat, a splash, two crashes, a ride, and a china, and I'm feeling at home.
You use Jeremy's.
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. It was an acoustic kit that was I was borrowing from the guy who recorded us.
Yeah. Got you. Studio kit.
First of all,
studio kit.
Listen, let me tell you this. As a drummer, right? So we started in 99,
2000.
2000, somewhere around there.
Almost the 90s, man. Almost the
90s. Senior year of high school.
Close enough, you know, close enough.
So I want to say probably like 17, 18, somewhere around there. I went until I was 22 before I got a drum set for my birthday.
Yeah, the Yamaha.
The entire time we played shows, I was either borrowing kits or playing on my dude who had a kit or... Dude, we would wing it, man. But it's just you got to do what you got to do, man. You got to do what you got to do.
The drum sound is really, really good on the song. Like if that's acoustic drums, the studio kit, like that's a really good sound for drums. It almost sounds. I was wondering if there were triggers in it. Like, did you trigger it or no?
No, that wasn't triggers. I think it was technically like a MIDI and acoustic blend.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Cool.
Okay. I heard the feet work.
Oh, shout out Jeremy Farm.
I credit Jeremy for that. He did a great job.
And if you were there, you could feel the feet work because it was shaking the basement.
Hell yeah.
You could get the splashes of sweat coming off of him and everything.
I know that very, very well.
And one other piece of advice I have, peace drums. Not one drum kit is just the drum sets that I play now and I take out, I have a bunch of pieces that I mix and match because you're going to get different sounds. And not every sound, especially as a drummer, not every sound is perfect for that one show.
It is true.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like there's going to come a show where two toms and a snare and the kick and all that, that's all you need. But you got to pick your best sounding two toms, your rack one and your floor, and you're going to murder it. You're going to play the drums just the same. You're a drummer. But sometimes, man, the feel is just, you want to be as minimal as possible.
I'm with that. So, yeah.
Hell yeah. Man. Hell yeah, dude. Hauling a kit sucks, man. Hauling a kit sucks.
That part.
Yeah, dude. Road kit is the way, dude. Gotta have like a minimalist road kit.
Yeah, man. You have to be, as a drummer, you have to be a minimalist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But in order to do that as a drummer, you have to believe in your craft, man. I was
You don't have to be a minimalist, dude. We've played with a bunch of bands that bring two kick drums, two of everything, like set up their drums. No, not you. But like, we've played with plenty of bands that had these humongous drum sets, and we're just like, Jesus, dude. Like,
I was willing to play a show with one tom.
Let's go.
The floor tom.
Yeah, floor tom, for sure. For sure, man, dude. Floor tom all the way.
I was going to make it work.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah, dude. You didn't get it. You ended up with a rack and a floor, right?
Because he felt bad. That's because he felt bad. Yeah,
Yeah, we had a rack, and it was at Ram's Head, right? It was Ram's Head live.
No way!
The whole discussion had happened. The whole agreement was to drum share. Before we even got there, that was the whole
agreement. It was a huge metal show, like, you know, a bunch of bands, so everyone's drum sharing.
So we were going to drum share. That was the plan before it was already discussed. It was already signed in blood and everything. And then when we get there, the dude just wants to act all funny and be all goofy and shit. And I was like, bro, just give me your kick drum. I'll make do. I'll do what I got to do, you know? And then he was like, well, how about one tom? And I was like, what? Whatever. Like, yeah, all right, give me one tom.
Yeah.
And then he comes back later. Was like, I mean, can you do with two toms? I was like, look, man. Look, man, just give me what you're going to give me, bro. Like, this is not Wheel of Fortune. Fucking give me some drums and let me do my thing. You know what I mean? And it's just, that's why I'm saying is, as a drummer, you just have to believe in yourself that there may come a time where somebody's just going to hate on you. And you just, look, just give me your kick drum and you're going to go to town. You're going to make it work.
To be fair, Tez, you use that dude's kit. And we played Ram's Head and you destroyed that kit.
Like, I did.
I was like, oh my god, these drums are never gonna sound the same again.
No,
like,
I tried to, no, I tried
permanent
to break
damage, you know, dude, man.
I tried
like
to
you
break
hit,
shit.
You hit such a good show, man.
I took it personal. Like, we had already discussed this. This had already been in works, you know what I'm saying? Like, so when we get there and you're singing a different tune and you're trying to make it to where, like, I don't know, I took it personal, man. Like, you really tried to do whatever you could to destroy, to make something not almost happen. You know what
I
mean?
Like, I was there, bro. I was right next to you. I was with you. It was a good show.
Already said in my mind when I said, give me your kick drum, already made up in my mind that, yo, with a kick, I'm about to put a hole in his shit. It's over with. And then when he kept coming with the toms and he was like, can you make do with two toms? I was like, bitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You make do with two toms. Yeah. Like, once I'm done, I'm telling you, bro.
But you know, every piece you give me is one less piece you're going to have coming
out. Right, dude. Right. Shit, I'm about to beat your shit out of tune. And dude, listen, there's a video. I'm not trying to like toot us or nothing, but there's a video. The Banished at Ram's Head Live on YouTube. You can go see that show. It's that dude stuff.
We're on YouTube up there? Really?
Yeah.
We're up there? I didn't know. I never seen it.
The only time I've ever watched The Banished live was
The Banished at YouTube. Ram's Head Live. And dude, you can see where I am trying to destroy this dude's drum set. All for that one reason, dude.
That was a good band. It was a heavy band. Very, very heavy band.
There's a couple 13 years ago. There's a couple of them. I got them right here.
Yeah.
13 years ago.
Good God.
You have to say that.
What a dick, dude. Damn it, dude. Oh. All right. Yo, Jay, on that note, let's lightning round these fools. All right. Let's do it.
All right.
Oh, wait, Jay, sorry. What do you got after the music, man? We've been blabbing it up, and you're actually the post-hardcore
emo.
The
scene
you're the snob. You're the snob. So what do you got for these guys before we lightning up?
It was so, I mean, I was listening to that whole EP earlier today, as you could tell, because, like, the songs were, like, already halfway listened to. it's so good. Like it brought me back. It brought me back to like the early 2000s. And I was like, yeah, but like I heard a lot. I heard some like early days Sleeping with Sirens in there that was like super, super awesome. Cause I love their.
They're all dapping. See them dapping. Yeah. All right, cool. I got y'all. Cool.
And that breakdown, I heard a little bit of like Three Cheers era Mike Hem in there with when you guys got the solos going on. And dude, the bass on that Cameron.
Cam's a man.
Dude.
Cam is a man.
He went to work.
I just started playing the bass out of necessity. And like now I just want to sell my bass.
That's really funny that you called out Sleeping with Sirens, because me and Matt, when we decided to piece it up together, the verse riff was essentially what I pulled that out of. I pulled everything I could out of a Sleeping Siren album that we were listening to, and that's the riff that I came up with. And it's really funny that you pulled that one out. That was spot on.
Yeah, they're...
Wait, were they the ones that like car underwater with time
no,
to
no,
kill?
No, that's they... Armor for Sleep.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking of.
No, Sleeping with Sirens is...
Can't Hang.
Can't Hang, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Can't Hang. Yeah.
Which my really high. Really, really high. Yeah.
For the night!
Jay, you're into these dudes, huh?
Oh,
these
hell
guys,
yeah.
These dudes got it, huh?
You can tell by the text message? Jay was like, dude, I'm in love.
Oh, yeah. He was like, yo. Yeah. He was like, yo, these guys are kind of killing it right now or something. Yeah. And I'm like,
yeah.
These guys are right up my alley.
Yeah, dude.
I was very excited. So, all right. Lightning round?
Dude, for sure the lightning round.
All right. That's the answer. Ladies and gentlemen.
Prestige worldwide.
The lightning round.
All right, fellas, welcome to the lightning round. So now there's a five-piece band. This is going to be a little bit funny. The lightning round is where I'm going to ask you guys some random questions, which kind of require random answers. You know, don't think too hard. That's not it. There's no rights. There's no wrongs. There's just answers. So we're dealing with five of you.
Cameron.
I think we as a unit, as a whole, we should call out one guy and I'll ask one guy a question at a time. Well, that sounds fair.
Pressure.
So Tez says Cameron. Okay, Cameron, who created heavy metal?
How are you going to ask me that?
Oh, dude, there's only one answer. Lightning round, baby.
Black Sabbath.
My man. Correct. I mean, not that there's any right or wrong, but you are correct.
That was right.
Yeah. All right, next dude. Someone call it.
Nick.
Okay, Nick. Why do you have nipples?
Because our chests would look weird without them.
Ooh.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Would you milk a cat?
I think that's great.
All right, next question.
Kyle.
Me? Oh, okay.
Kyle, what's the last thing you bought from Home Depot?
Sledgehammer.
Triple H again. Let's go.
Perfect answer from Kyle.
Okay.
For putting a hole in the wall, Kyle.
We're patching it up.
Okay, next question.
Plaid in the back.
Maddie.
Matt. Plaid. What finger do you pick your nose with?
All of them.
Good answer. Good answer.
Really?
I believe it.
I believe it.
We'll
say index.
He can even squeeze a toe in there.
I'm left thumb only. No.
If you're trying to, if you're trying to be quick or something, you can't like be all like that. You know? Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I think we should do the picking your nose question. All the members. All right, Matt says every finger. Let's go around the room. What finger do you pick your nose with? We got a bunch of
consensus
ones.
Consensus A.
Left
consensus
index. Consensus
A.
So. Right index.
The index.
Right index finger.
Right index.
Next question.
Creepy guys. All right, next question.
Alejandro.
The most important genius to you?
Kid genius.
Kid Genius.
Yes, that's his nickname. We call him Kid Genius.
Kid Genius?
He's distinct from Boy Genius.
Yeah. Different from Boy Genius. Yeah. That's his nickname. We call him Kid Genius because he's
a kid and he's genius.
Cameron. Cameron is Kid Genius.
Cameron, really?
he's our techie guy.
All right, Kid Genius. Next question.
Yeah. Let's go back to Kyle.
Ooh, okay.
Kyle. sorry, my daughter wrote a bunch of these, man. I don't know.
Let's go.
Childhood crush and childhood hero.
All right. So childhood crush was the actress who played Demetra in Spy Kids 3.
And that was so specific and so fast.
Yeah, they're like that.
That sounds like it's a doll.
He was thinking about that. You didn't even like. That's what he's been thinking about this whole time.
Jay, pull her up on Google while we keep going. All right, I want to look up Demetra from Spy Kids 3. All right, and childhood hero.
I think it was Steve Irwin. That was a rough day.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah, I liked
Croc
Hunter.
Yeah,
I felt that. Kyle's an awesome dude. Jay, what have you found about Demetra?
Save it to last. Keep going.
Okay. Next question.
Nick.
Wake up early or stay up late?
Oh, I wake up early. We're past my bedtime, by the way.
So. Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to do three more.
Wait. Next okay. One. Okay. Is Teresa still in the room?
Yes. Oh, yes. Wild card.
Get over here.
Celebrity. Wild card.
Celebrity shot.
Okay, Teresa, come on over. Come on over, Teresa. Come on over.
Teresa gets the last three.
Okay.
The last three?
Oh, yes!
Oh. All right, Teresa. God, I'm so sorry. I apologize in advance. I was planning on interviewing these guys. You happened to roll in. Do your best impression.
I'd have to do an impression of one of these guys, which would be really difficult.
That's fine. Pick one and hit us with your impression.
I feel like I do a lot of like recording of you in your high pitched situations.
Okay. It would be like, lay it on us.
What's like a lyric that you do?
The wall.
Maybe the wall.
Yeah. But it's like kind of, I don't know, I record it so many times, so it's like.
We're waiting. Yes. Light his ass up.
Everyone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Entire piece.
Yeah. Teresa.
It was the hand for me.
You did great. You did great. You did great, and you missed the nipples question. So thank you. All right. Your nervous tic.
Oh. I think. I play with my fingers a lot when I get nervous.
What do you do? Like.
It's like speaking of the thumb, like. I'll go like this.
You're getting really invasive here.
Yeah.
Pause. Like super pause.
Yeah.
Super pause. Wait, did I ask this one yet, Teresa? Why do you hate whales?
Oh my gosh, because they're evil and diabolical.
Wait, what?
Killer whales. Whales are terrifying.
It's a great question. Why do you hate whales? It is a fantastic question.
Oh, okay. Fine.
Was this? Is that an assumption question? Or did she already say that she hates whales and I missed it?
No. This came from the soul. No. I felt this way my whole life. No.
This is like psycho. You
hate whales?
Yes. They're terrifying. They're evil creatures, but.
Don't go to Gojira concerts. Evil men.
Up until you said that. You was at 100 with me.
Tez is feeling the whale.
Yo, my Friday nights used to consist of Chef Ramsay and this show called Whale Wars.
What?
I remember that.
Of course you watch Whale Wars. You
remember Whale Wars?
Of course.
It sounds like your boy set you up.
Yeah. I don't think it's
I know. He never knew.
It's a set of questions. That's the thing is, Tez, if I ask you, I'll ask you, Tez. Why do you hate whales?
I don't. So next question.
All right. I have one more question for you guys, and it can be the whole group. And it's my new last question. Are podcasts cool and why?
And the other part of that question is, what's the best one you've been on?
I'd say obviously they're cool. Probably the coolest one would be this one. I don't even think I've heard of any other podcast except this one.
Actually, what is a podcast?
This is the first podcast
ever.
Ever. This is it. We did it.
Congrats.
Still not sure if they're cool or not. I'm still working on it. You know, okay, like, it might be cool.
Hold on real quick. We didn't get to ask you any questions.
Oh, ask me.
Did we get
asked? Ask us.
I guess so. We do get asked. Favorite color? Someone back there said orange. I guess orange is a very fantastic color for Amperage. So yeah, I'll say orange. Cool.
Jay, what's your favorite season?
Football season, baby.
Summer.
I like that answer.
I'm a football beach kid. Season.
Summer.
All right.
Personally, I prefer mating season.
Construction
season.
Whales.
All right, and Tez, what's your favorite album from the 90s?
Oof.
What?
Waiting for this one, Tez. I'm waiting for this one. This is going to be good.
From the 90s?
Yeah.
98, My Own Summer.
Let's go.
My Own Summer, Deftones. Hey!
Should have been able to call that one.
I was going to say like Sade or Aquemini or... Aquemini was pretty good, dude.
That is.
Oh, no, man.
Deftones my favorite band, man. That's my favorite band. So, yeah.
Aquemini, though, Tez.
Yo, Aquemini... is gold, man. It's incomparable. You can't, like, Outkast, when Outkast started and they peaked, you literally saw what they did in AT Aliens and Aquemini, and you watched them elevate. They did this, bro. So I can't, like, they should be everybody's favorite. It shouldn't even be a question.
I see you sleeping on the Deftones now, though. I see you sleeping on the
I never will. My Own Summer, it was my first rock record.
There's a lot of 90s, though, man. Never mind. The Score. Ready to Die. The list goes on and on and on, man. All the Busta albums, all the good ones.
My mom ain't play that.
I guess so.
My mom's a church lady, so she ain't really. Yeah, we weren't doing all that when we was growing up. So like when I got freedom into music and stuff like that, and I got into rock, Deftones and 311 were the first rock bands that I got into. And Deftones just got me, dude. Deftones got me, man.
They're still getting me. Deftones are still getting me.
Yeah,
every record, I'm just God damn, you know.
Coins.
I love Deftones.
Yeah, dude.
Are we ready to learn more about Dimitra from?
What's my girl been up to?
So,
come on,
Dimitra from Spy Kids was played by.
She's ready.
She was played by actress
Birdman.
He's so invested, right?
Hold on, just wait. She was played by actress Courtney Gines.
Courtney
She's
Jones.
31 years old and from Fairfax, Virginia.
You still got a chance, man. You still got a chance.
Well, I'm about to say, Kyle, what we're saying, you have a chance.
He's taken. As much as that's awfully convenient, I'm in love with a now PhD. Oh my God, she's lovely. I love my girlfriend.
Are you married?
And Tez, you would be...
He's in love, Tez, to a doctor. All right. He's in love with a doctor. All right.
Tez, you would be interested to know that she played a character called Hannah Miller in a 2001 episode of Law and Order SVU.
Ah, so you know her. Cheers, you guys. Hey, man, Dude, you guys survived the lightning round. Congratulations. Extra special thanks to Therese. Yeah. Yeah. Extra special thanks. You know?
Man, I had a great time with these dudes, man.
Me too, man. These are good dudes.
This was fun, man. This was fun.
Well, you can come check out our show sometime.
March 16th. That's next Saturday.
Yeah.
It's next Saturday.
I ain't gonna be here. Man.
Cafe 611.
I ain't gonna be here.
Oh, man. You're gonna be there.
I'll be in Texas. Yeah, I'm in Texas.
Well, I'm in Texas. Instagram.
I live in Ohio. The King.
You know, you'll see all of our show dates.
Dude, I think it would be cool to see you guys down in Virginia. I want to come to a Virginia show, like a hometown show kind of thing, you know?
Well, you can see all of our upcoming show dates, and you can listen to our EP and follow all our bullshit. We got a website. KTKVA.com.
KTK. Oh, Kill the King, Virginia. Yeah. Got you.
What was that? Radio station?
KTKVA. KTKVA. Hold on. 106.3.
Because I feel like these dudes are just like my level of people that I want to spend the next 30 seconds on that picture that they took, that black and white picture.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one. It's black and white. Very emotional.
I could tell. Like, y'all was just like, let's do emo hardcore with this one.
Well, it's funny, man. It's like, I feel like so many emo bands are like the funniest guys. You know?
They go up on stage and they're like,
can you believe what happened to me? And then they get off stage and they're just like fucking hilarious, you know?
Because I crashed my car in the ditch the other day.
Well, I guess it's like country. Country's kind of like that too.
Depending on how funny you are, like it's completely. It correlates directly to how much you were bullied in middle school. So
yeah.
Let's
make a picture. Hold on. Cameron is the only one doing like the gradual look away, like he really sold something.
Mysterious.
I just want to open for Tool, you know. I just want to open for Tool, man.
I'm doing this out of love. Full one. My legs are just extending really too far towards the camera.
Okay, so ktkva.com. Kotkva? What? Kotkva. Kotkva.
It's
ATKVA.com.
You say it three times fast. It's actually an ancient spell.
And she appears in the mirror in the bathroom.
We know you guys got the social media game. Thank you, Teresa. You know, for the Instagram, TikTok, and stuff. And upcoming shows. What else? Yeah. What else do you guys want to say on the way out?
We got two new songs we're gonna debut tomorrow.
Yes.
So that'll be fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
The mantis shrimp can punch so hard that it boils the water around its claw.
Fun fact, you know.
That's what I wanted to say.
Oh, breaking shit.
Okay.
Jay, you just got the name of the episode, man. It has to be that. That's the name of the show.
Say it one more time. The mantis shrimp vibrates the claw.
So we gotta isolate that sound bite. The mantis shrimp can punch so hard with its four legs that it boils the water around it.
If that's not an old boy emo song, I don't know what is.
Jesus, dude.
That's my new
post-rock. That's beautiful. I don't know what else to say. Just thank you guys, you know?
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you guys, man.
Hands down, man. You guys are it, man. I enjoyed this.
Yeah, this was an absolute blast.
Yeah. 100%, yeah.
See you next time, guys. We'll see you next time.
When's the next meet?
All right. Man, any final words from you guys, man?
Stop at the mantis, man. That's it. Yeah, that's it.
If you're in the DMV, come to a show. Check us out on Instagram, TikTok, where all of our shit is at Official Kill the King. Our website again is ktkva.com. Shout out to the band Hungry Bug. Shout out to Mach Zero. Those guys are awesome. That's it. You guys are awesome too.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you guys.
For sure. For sure.
I very much enjoyed talking to Kill the King. I wish these guys the best of luck. I think they're going to just rip it up out there. So I'm excited for them. And thank you for listening. And remember to make time for yourself and to stay positive. And until next time, love. Peace.
Oh, guys, thank you so much for coming out. I had a blast. My chest hurts.
Yeah, this is
my chest hurts real bad right now. thank you everybody for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please give us a thumbs up or 5 stars or whatever you can give us wherever you're listening from. If you want to hear more from Kill the King, check out the links in the show notes and check out our brand new website, club937podcast.com, to check out all our latest episodes and merch and all that good stuff. And Tez.
Yes, sir. Kill the King, man. I appreciate y'all answering the call, man. This has been a blast. Literally been a blast, man. You guys are funny. You guys got character, man. I wish nothing but the best for y'all. Take it over. Take it over. Me and Dan will get to
the show. We're coming.
I mean, Jay's coming too, right? He's bringing the private jet.
Yeah. I will be in Leesburg at the end of April. My sister's.
Hey.
Oh, congrats.
All right. Man, you know how I do, man. Love one another. Take care of one another. Please, please be kind to one another, man. We need each other in this world. And if you don't do anything else with your time, support cystic fibrosis. I love y'all. I thank y'all. Until next time.
Woo-hoo.
Peace.